Father Schuster, in his homily on the Feast of the Presentation earlier this week, was talking about Simeon's words to Jesus and the Holy Family. Father then talked about the interviews he had with the young confirmation candidates, and then asked us, what would you say to the confirmation candidates? Friday and yesterday, the confirmation candidates attended their confirmation retreat here in Resurrection. They explored their faith, honestly diving into their faith and seeking God, praying and seeking the Holy Spirit in their lives. Today's gospel has Jesus calling out his apostles, Peter, James, and John. How fitting a gospel is this gospel for this weekend? Couldn't have planned it better. Jesus is asking for people to follow him when this is the very question that is being asked of our confirmation candidates. Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men through the Holy Spirit. So what would I say to the confirmation candidates? Has been already said only moments ago in our second reading in Corinthians. Lucky for us, it also applies to all of us. It says, I am reminding you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed received, and in which you also stand. Through it, you are also being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. Thessalonians also continues with this advice. Therefore, stand firm, hold fast to the traditions you have received from us, either by our word or by letter. May our Lord, Jesus Christ himself, may God our Father, who loved us and in his mercy gave us eternal consolation and hope, console your hearts and strengthen them for every good work and word. Traditions received from us. The gospel was a spoken tradition until it was written down several years after Jesus' resurrection and ascension. And the traditions written down in the history of what the early church practiced, taught, and followed from the very beginning continues to be practiced to this very day. This all sounds good and so easy, but there are those who don't want to see you succeed as followers of Jesus. The world, society, tells us there is no truth but the one that you want to make. One of Jesus' last conversations before being condemned by Pilate had Pilate indicating truth was adjustable to the circumstances. In saying, truth, what is that? Much as truth is a moving target today in our society. Catholics have been assaulted from all sides. Early on in the church, meaning the first 400 years or so, just to be a Catholic meant that if you were discovered to be practicing, the government could have you martyred, killed, or cast into slavery, or have all your rights and property taken from you, separated from your family. There are places in the world today that these conditions still exist. China, some Middle Eastern countries, some locations in South America, and more your liberties are at stake. You can be shunned and shut off from social media just for speaking your beliefs. But it's not all rain. You, we, are the sunshine, the light of Christ. The Catholic Church is still full of people willing to help others. The St. Vincent de Paul Society, Catholic Charities, myriads of missionaries, soup kitchens, shelters, people doing small things in great love, thus achieving great things. I recommend we hold to the truth of the gospel that has been the same for over 2,000 years. Feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, visit the imprisoned. The truth has not changed and has never been popular. Our faith, the faith of following Christ through his church, has been around and is not changing. Our early Catholic saints, many known only to God, died to provide works of mercy, and today we continue to be cast aside, shunned, considered odd, have rights revoked, and even are martyred to help others. Yet our faith is continuing to live on through the power of the Holy Spirit. The gospel has been the same since the church was founded it. The world, in many ways, also has been unchanged since the time of the apostles. The world will continue to tear down what is good and right and just in the church, to attack your faith in God. Be strong in the Spirit. Be strong in faith, and rest in the presence and love of the Lord often. That's what I say to our confirmation candidates.